Now, Tasmania was represented at last week's National Cricket Inclusion Championships in Brisbane. The first time the event has been held since pre-COVID. And for the first time, Tasmania was represented in the blind and low vision division at the championship with Blind Cricket Tasmania. Joining with Blind Cricket ACT to enter a mixed state and territory team, Nicole is part of the team representing Blind Cricket Tasmania at the championships and joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Nicole. Nice to talk to you. Very good. Yeah, thanks for coming in. So before we do anything else, what was it like over there in Brisbane? What was the experience like?
Well, firstly, it was very hot, and coming from Tassie, you have to get used to that with the heat being very different. But yeah, it was a really good experience. It was very rushed in a good way, but having that buzz and just very exciting.
So you were there, was it a 5-day experience?
Yes.
And how many games did you play during that time?
I played three.
Okay.
Three games.
And what kind of format do the games take?
What do you mean by that?
Is it a T20 game? Or?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a T20 game. I'm not a quick cricket guru yet, but.
Well, no, it's interesting you should say that. Talking to Nicole McKillop, based in Hobart, I was listening to an interview you gave a little while ago, and you said you don't like ball sports because balls tend to hit you in the head.
Correct.
So what made you agree to do that? Had you had a knock to the head before
knows?
They said, come and do this?
No. No. I think the ball on the ground definitely helps.
Right.
Obviously, you hit fours and sixes and you get a sky ball and you have that risk. But especially if you're batting or bowling, it will usually stay underarm and on the ground, which is good.
Nicole, did you get hit on the head?
No.
Well, there you are. You see, you've cured yourself. You're back, back, back. So but for people who don't know much about blind cricket, how does it play out? How many players are on each team? What details are there?
Yeah, so we're called the Cats. So Taz ACT, who went to the NCRC, we had a 7-7 split. So we had a team of 14. And it's regular cricket rules where you have 11 on the field. But you have to have a combination of blindness and visual classifications of B1, B2 and B3.
Okay, yeah.
So B1s are totally blind. B2s, like myself, have less than 5% vision, and B3s have less than 10%. And there are a ratio and criteria within the blind cricket rules of the classifications you have to meet for that team.
And your brother was playing with you, Alexander, is it?
He was, yeah.
How did he go? Did he go well?
He went pretty well, yeah.
Is there a bit of competition within a competition between the two of you to see?
Don't know.
Really? You don't know? We should get him on the phone and say, I know exactly who won. What about the bowling and the... What's your speciality? Are you more bowler, more fielder, more batter?
Well, I like to say my enthusiasm is my skill.
Yeah.
I quite like fielding, but batting's pretty fun. I think it would go enthusiasm, fielding, bowling, batting.
Do you know what? I'm very similar to you. I think whenever people say, yeah, what does Andy bring to the game, whatever sport I'm saying, it's a little bit of enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's about as far as we get with it. Okay, so it was last week. So how did we go then? Because you had to meld with an ACT group of players as well. Did that go well? Or?
Yeah, it went really well. It was funny because we'd had the Zoom meeting, so we'd met online before, But basically, when we got to the NCRC, we had to play and communicate as one team.
Okay, yeah.
And that was difficult, but also quite easy, because even though we didn't know each other, we all knew the same thing, and we had that collaboration with cricket. So,
and did your enthusiasm and encouragement within the team, did it enable them to win any games? Did the Tasmania ACT team win a game at this championship?
We were very close.
Very close. I was wondering if you've not mentioned any successes yet. We came close, yeah.
Well, yes, but also, as we are the wider team, we had best B1 and B2 in the whole NCRC match. So we got a few trophies. Well, they got a few trophies in that aspect. So
nice.
We were quite successful in that aspect, yeah.
Is this the first time as well that you've ever travelled with sport? Because I've never been lucky enough to do that. You know, when you actually travel and you're going to go and represent Tasmania in a sporting competition beyond our shores. Is this the first time you've done that?
First time with cricket, because I haven't been playing cricket for too long. But other sports, yes. But, yeah, it feels quite different playing on your home shore, per se. And
have
then,
you been in horse riding as well?
Yes.
Have you represented Tasmania in that?
Once, I think, yes.
Nice. Well, you seem very successful. Talking to Nicole McKillop, based in Hobart, part of the Inclusive Cricket. And now, well, with blind cricket, there's some special... The ball is unique. I don't believe you've got a ball with you to have a look at. And also the glasses that we use as well.
Yes. So, nice ball. It's quite an audio ball. And with not hitting me in the face, it rolls along the ground. That's why it's so audio. And the glasses are only for sighted players who want to play social blind cricket.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And that's really good as well, because then there's a greater understanding and empathy with the B1 class people, I suppose.
Well, B1s, yeah, exactly. B1s, another cricket rule for especially the B1s is they have to wear blackout goggles while on the field. But B2s and B3s don't. They just have varying degrees of vision, and then they play to their strengths.
Well, it's been lovely to talk to you. People who are listening who may be keen to get involved in blind cricket, is it quite a vibrant scene here in Tasmania?
Yeah, so we play all year round, and we actually have a come and try day on Saturday, March the 11th at Wentworth Park in Howrah. And that will also be on our brand new website, blindcricket.tas.com.au.
So blindcricket.tas.com.au, and Saturday, March the 11th, Wentworth Park in Howrah. Hey, thanks for talking to us, Nicole, and congratulations on your experience over in Brisbane. And yeah, wish you many more successes. I don't believe you've played cricket for very long. When did you start playing?
No. Thank you. So I've been playing come and tries for probably the last 1.5 to 2 years. Mm. But the NCRC selection, so playing at a competitive level, didn't happen till after Christmas. So I haven't been playing that long.
Skyrocketing. There's no stopping you.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your time. Give us a little shake of that blind cricket ball. Let's see it again. There it is. And... yeah, avoid your head at all costs.
Yes.
Keep the helmet on. Nice to talk to you, and all the best, and keep in touch. Just quickly, just mention that one more time. Saturday the 11th of March, Wentworth Park in Howrah is a come and try, and there's a website, blindcricket.com. is it .tasmania.com.au?
No, sorry, that was my vision.
Oh, really?
It is blindcrickettas.com.au.
All right, get along if you can and have some fun and meet some really lovely people. Nicole McKillop, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.